Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what's up? What is up? What is up? Welcome to the ATL Dream Podcast, coming to you live on location. We here, man. We got Miss Yukari Thomas with me, of course, my lovely co-host. We are showing our dedication tonight, recording from our makeshift studio. Yukari, what's up?
Oh my God, we're in this piece.
Listen, we are coming. We wanted to put some content out, but it's been hard for us to connect. So we said, you know what? We are going to record come hell or high water. And so we're recording, Yukari. How you feeling tonight, man?
Oh my gosh, I'm so ecstatic. What a game, what a game. All I can say is more money, more money, more money.
Yes. For those of you who do not know, I'm sure everyone, if you're a Dream fan, you know. The Dream get the victory tonight. Yukari, you got the final stat sheet. What's the final score?
Final score. It is, oh my goodness.
Oh, Jesus.
I can't see it. 68-79.
Dream get the dub tonight. A much, my God, man, we're in the playoffs, man. Like, this is wild. Woo! So. I'm glad we're recording, man. We just wanted to come and shoot you guys a quick pod and just give our thoughts and reactions from tonight, man. Let's start with the game because they didn't start off the best. There was a little concern. Take me, Yukari, how you're feeling like up to, like, let's say halftime. How were you feeling at halftime?
Halftime, I was nervous. I think we were all saying the movement of the ball is slow. Everything is slow. And we just wanted to make sure that this team secure that spot. Such a scary moment for me. I was nervous. Were you nervous during that time?
Yeah, well, I wasn't really nervous because I knew we had a long game. But I did not like how they didn't look clean. They didn't look crisp. Mm-hmm. Ryan was kind of struggling a little bit. And the ball wasn't moving like we wanted it to. We kind of talked about that. But that third quarter was a little different. Like, oh, yeah. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Third quarter was a total turnaround. Again, defensively, the team just really picked up the pace and really kept that team at bay. Every time I looked up, it seemed as though the Dream was up by 10, which was good. It was a good sign for me. Like, okay, we're moving. We're almost there. Let's keep the consistency going.
Yeah, I think they went on like a 14-4 run to end that second quarter, and they were able to keep it. Like in the third quarter, I think the scoring was like 18-12, something like that. And Coach talked about that after the game. She was like, look, we didn't score that much, but we only held them to 12. And I thought that was good because if nothing else, if you're not making shots, you can always dig in defensively, right?
Right.
And so I thought that was very well, like very good for them. And then once they got that 10-point lead, I thought it was just kind of like they did a good job of just keeping them at bay. It was a little scary sometimes. Oh, yeah. You thought they were going to come back. Shout out to Jewel Lloyd for the Seattle Storm. Mm. Like, that girl's a baller. She is a baller.
She's a beast. I'm not hating, but we won.
Yeah, we did. But number 24 was good, man. She is a joy to watch, man. You know, wearing 24, wearing the old Kobe's, like, man, she's tough.
Absolutely.
She is tough, but not tough enough. Yeah, so Dream get the victory tonight. They're headed to the playoffs. We don't quite know what seed they will be. Yukari and I were kind of looking at the brackets and seeing if everything stays put, right? And they still got, what, how many more games left?
Is it two?
Two. So they have one more away game, I believe, in Washington, right?
Right.
And then they're back home this Sunday to play, I guess, the final home game of the season. So if you haven't got your tickets, come and check it out. I know it's going to be a big football Sunday. Listen, listen, you know what I'm saying? Bring your phone. You can keep track of your team. You got the whole season. Come out and support the Dream.
Yes.
I'm probably going to be here. I think Yukari may or may not be
here.
I
will be here.
It's touch and go, but yeah, last home game. Hope they have a good crowd, and it's going to be interesting to see how they pull it out, because if everything stays at bay, it looks like they'll keep the number 7 seed, which would match them up against New York in the first round, which is kind of dicey, but hey, anything can happen, right?
Anything can happen. I'm just glad we are back into the playoff spot.
I said at the beginning of the year, I hope that this team is going to get into the playoffs, if for no other reason, so that Coach T and Ryan can taste what it feels like, right? Because you gotta kind of crawl before you walk into this thing. And I was like, before you have a championship team, you have to at least make it and maybe get bounced out. And then you come back like, oh, I want that feeling, right? Kind of like Jordan, because you know when Jordan had to get past the Pistons before he became a champion. And so that's kind of like the progression, right? Like, what do you think about that?
I just, honestly, I'm just happy. It was just a moment of reminiscing, because I think you reminded me of how when the Dream went to the playoffs that first time, and Monique Billings, everyone was crying. I was like, they weren't crying. I do remember that.
Listen,
it was such a big thing, right?
We've been through so many press conferences. I don't know why that one sticks out of my mind. You remember that? Nikki came in there.
Right.
Her eyes were watery.
Watery, right?
Everybody's watery, because the game was such bull, because like the refs was cheating. They were cheating. I don't know, but it was a very intense game. And I remember as media, like, and I don't even really get involved like that, but I was just like,
oh my gosh, Ed, really?
It was a lot, man. It was a lot. Like, I'm still not over that game. Like, I'm still kind of mad a little bit, because I feel like we should have won.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you don't realize how long they've been without it.
Like, I know.
And that just makes you appreciate that much more, right?
Absolutely. And then shout out to Monique. You know, it's such a turnaround for her, because, again, when she went to the playoffs, she was a rookie. Now she's the vet. She's the last man standing for the Dream. And she did a phenomenal job tonight. Phenomenal. I was shocked.
Yeah. She really balled out. I was like, yo, like, you here. Like, for real.
Right.
And that's good, because, and somebody mentioned it in the presser. Mm-hmm. Like, when you think about everything that she has been through.
Right.
You and I joke a lot about what this team has been through the last several years, right? We joke about it like, oh, this is crazy.
We need to talk about that.
Oh, my. Like, the list of things that this team has been through in the last 5 years.
Right.
From, I mean, Georgia Tech to the bubble to the melee to all of
State
the stuff with the roster
and,
to ownership.
Mm-hmm.
Monique has been here through all of that. Like, she's been here
the
all
last
of that.
Man standing. So who would have ever thought?
So, like, we've been covering it through it, but she's been, like, in it. Like, kudos to Monique.
Kudos
to Monique Billings, man. Like,
don't take my player of the week, because you know she is, right?
Well, we'll just do like player of the game. We'll
okay.
Player of the game or player of the moment, because we kind of just off script. We just kind of
hey, it works for me.
How many points did Monique have tonight? Let me turn on the light. In our studio.
All right.
In our newly...
15 points.
Just a good night for her. Did she have 14 rebounds?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. Yo, she was eating tonight. I didn't realize she had 14 rebounds.
Yeah.
Leading the team with 14 rebounds, 15 points, 33 minutes, starting for the injured Nia. Mm-hmm. Nia Coffey. Is it Coffey or Coffey? Coffey. Right? So, yeah, man, definitely player of the game for Monique Billings. Dream had 4 players in double figures, and the 5th player, Danielle Robinson, had 9. So, total team effort tonight, man. And it was just a good feeling. Now, you asked Coach, what did you ask her about how they feel?
Yeah, in the locker room.
What did she say?
Overall excitement. Overall, they're excited. They're just happy to be here. And, yeah, I'm excited for them.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a good win. What do you expect for these last 2 games?
Woo, that's a tough one, because as soon as I expect, the opposite happens.
Yeah.
But I'm going to stay on this momentum tonight. I feel like a win is coming our way for Sunday, for sure. I definitely am happy to see just the momentum, just seeing how Cheyenne is really carrying this team. You know, she is really stepping up in the place of Ryan. Ryan has, you know, we noticed that Ryan is still trying to get to where she used to be or where she's at. We don't know. But I believe, you know, ultimately the team will pull it together. They're going to pull it together.
Yeah, I think that it appears to me, and correct me if you think differently, it appears like Coach T is going to go into this thing, like, with the gas on, right? Because, you know, some teams like, okay, we made it. That's kind of like, you know, it's whatever. We're already in there. We can kind of pull off. Mm-hmm. Maybe rest our starters a day or two. It doesn't seem like she's going to do that.
No.
Do you get that? Like, you get the feeling like she's like, yo, we're going to try to win.
Right. Of course.
Because
that type of coach.
Yeah, and I asked her, I was like, yo, does anything, she was like, nothing changes. Like, we still got Washington. Mm-hmm. So I don't expect any games for rest for the players. Like, yo, there's no time to rest. We about to get into it. And you and I talked a little bit about it. Like, the last 10 games haven't been the cleanest for this team. So there's still things to be polished. There's still things to be going. Mm-hmm. You want this team going into the playoffs, like, running like a well-oiled machine.
Right? Absolutely. Well, of course. We want to win, right?
Yeah.
That's the goal.
And if, and it's still a big if you draw New York in that first round, you're going to be need to run like a well-oiled machine. Like, extremely oiled.
Of course. A beast. We got to go. We got to go.
Yes, indeed. But overall, I think that this was just such a special, like, I don't know, man. I'm kind of just like in the moment. I'm just really appreciative. Yeah, I'm just like really appreciative. No, I'm not. I'm not getting teary-eyed.
Okay.
I'm just appreciative of the moment because, like, last time, just think, I keep going back to that last playoff game. We had no idea that it was going to be, what, 5 years later? What is it? What was that, 2018, 2019?
Yeah.
Another 5 years before we see playoff basketball? Like, we got to appreciate this. And
you
I appreciate what this season has been. Mm-hmm. I appreciate Coach T, the ownership, every facet. We've talked about that all season long. Mm-hmm. Like, this organization from top to bottom has been first class.
Absolutely. But you know what? Like, you can't push the 5 year because there was that bubble. It wasn't their fault. Then we had all of that stuff with the the leadership. But overall, like you said,
got old girl up out. Got old girl up out of here. That was a must.
Get her out of here.
Get her out of here, Jack.
But you know, overall, just to see the camaraderie of this team, just to see them come together, and even though, you know, different players, same game, different players, they pulling it together.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
Yep. So, good win tonight for the home team. 79-68. Mm-hmm. Your Atlanta Dream are headed to the playoffs. To the playoffs. They are 18-20 on the season. So, you win two more games. Well, you're going to finish season 500, right?
Whoop,
then you're going into to the playoffs with a little momentum. Who knows what happened after that, right?
I'm all here for it.
Yes.
Let's go, Dream.
Yes, indeed. So, ladies and gentlemen, we just wanted to get some content out for you guys. I can put you on the spot. You got a parting shot for anything for tonight? Are you going to let it ride?
I'm just going to let it ride.
All right.
Winning season, baby.
Yeah. Parting shot tonight is playoffs, baby. That's what a parting shot is. But, ladies and gentlemen, as always, thank you for rocking with us all season long. The ATL Dream Podcast, the only podcast dedicated solely and wholly to the Atlanta Dream. And like we always say, man, God is good all time, and all time God is good. So if you don't know him, you need to find him. Show him some love, because that's all he's showing you. L-O-V-E, love. Yeah.
Deuces.